already before you. Billions and billions and billions of people have already played the game you are playing. They have done it all. The game you play today, they have played it. And they're gone. And there is no trace of them. Like a magic trick, disappeared from the face of this earth. The pictures of the good, bad, right, wrong, nice, desires, wants, they've all done that. They've all done that. I want to be successful. Oh my God. Bear with me. How many do you think said that to themselves on the face of this earth? I want a better life. I want a better husband. I want a better wife. I want a better kid. I want this. I want that. I want to win this. I want to succeed. I want to be successful. And how many of you actually think some of them were? Actually were successful. Brilliant. And then gone. No trace. Just gone. Today, what you should be looking at is, what is this all about? Because this has something to do with peace. This is where peace comes in. Not for stopping wars. Wars is a consequence. To stop a consequence, you have to first stop what is causing the consequence. Now, anybody who has been on a boat and has had the incredible experience of being on a boat with a hole in it will understand that if you do not plug the hole, coming up with ingenious ideas about how to take the bucket and fill it with style, with flair, with a song, with a dance, is not going to help. Gotta plug the hole. Now, I use that analogy because I was once on a boat, not a big boat, a little boat, and somebody forgot the plug. And so here I am. And of course, we didn't realize where it would have been nice, which is by the dock. But after we left the dock and went a little ways, that's when the water started to really come in. And so you're like, wow, what happened? And you realize there's no point in yelling at the person, you idiot. How could you forget the plug? Because you could then turn around to yourself and say, you idiot, how come you didn't check it? Because no amount of blaming is going to help. Now something has to be done. So what do you do? We got to get that water out. You cannot stop. Actually, that's what I realized. You couldn't stop. You had to keep going. And then I got to the dock and finally it was like, whew. So we are trying to fix the consequence, but not the problem that is causing it. We, all of us, are human beings. Excuse me. What is a human being? Exactly. What is a human being? So let's have a list. On one side, somebody who fights, tells lies, kills each other, steals from each other, thinks badly about other people, thinks badly about themselves. Would I be wrong? I know a lot of people say, oh, peace can't be, peace cannot this, peace cannot that. And I say to them, hey, excuse me, look at your report card. It's not looking very nice. You're failing on every single subject. Contaminating the oceans? Check. Contaminating the air? Check. Contaminating drinking water? Check. Contaminating food? Check. You could just go on. So what is a human? Is that what a human being is? Well, let me tell you what a human being is. A human being, is the infinite source of joy. A human being is the stage on which understanding can dance. Human being is the platform where clarity likes to dwell. Human being is the platform where understanding manifests itself. Human being is that platform, is that soil, and where it's sown with the seeds of knowledge, knowledge grows. Human being is that vehicle that can love like nothing else can love on the face of this earth. Human being is the source of that beauty that is more beautiful than anything else. Human being is that being in which the infinite resides. Human being is that platform in which this light of understanding, the light of joy, the light, the beacon, shines. Human being is that platform on which peace dances. This is truly a human being. Life. If you agree with me, you may not. You might go, nah. I know, for some people, it's the first list. But no, even though the first list is true and valid, so is the other one. Peace allows us to realize these potentials that we have. And that is why we need peace in our